So what is like a word you would use to describe perseverance or persevere? You guys can raise your hand if you have it.
To not give up. That's a good one. Does anybody else have something?
Being a fighter.
Mm-hmm.
Long-lasting strength.
That's a good one too.
Tenacity.
Tenacity. You took mine.
Yeah, like I love holding it. Does anybody have something else to like before I wrote?
No. Yeah, all that you guys said was great. I wrote down like endurance or persistence, tenacity, a backbone, being able to prolong, guts, the drive. And when I looked at the definition of perseverance, it basically means persistent in doing something despite difficulty or delay in achieving success. And although this definition is really great, I think the Bible has more of a better definition for it. In James 1, verse 12, you guys don't have to turn there. It's in the TBT version, because a lot of you guys read that, so I was like, let's pick it. It says that, if you remain strong, even while surrounded by life difficulties, you will continue to experience the untold blessings of God. So what I love about the scripture is that it basically states that God intends perseverance as not just a way to lead to success, but to bring us to the blessings he has in store for us, to help us become the woman he sees us all being. And something to take note about that's said in the scripture is the wording that's being used. God states that we will have life difficulties, like life will be tough, but he never said that you had to be strong when going through these hardships. He points out that your faith needs to be strong. And in the Amplified version, it says, blessed is the man who is steadfast under trial and perseveres when tempted. Steadfast means unwavering, faithful, committed, devoted, and reliable. And so faith is what we need to be strong in. Okay, so why faith? Like, I think, honestly, God knows everything about us. He created us. And he knows that we are deep thinkers and that we can put a lot of pressure on ourselves to be the woman like that the world says we need to be, especially when persevering. We can think that if we're not a certain way or if we aren't strong, then we have done something wrong. And I think God wants to take the pressure off from us and make it about faith. Make it about faith in him.
Right.
To end up persevering righteously in God's way, faith is a crucial necessity. We need faith, which brings me to my first point, which is unshakable faith. So, like I said, our faith means so much to God. The main thing in the Gospels that Jesus points out is someone's faith. Whether it's the lack of faith someone has that he sees, or him being amazed by someone's faith in him. It's faith that is able to move mountains, not us. And that's in Mark 11, verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
With our faith, we can overcome so many things. I honestly can speak for all of us when I can say that our lives hasn't been roses and daisies and all this colorful colors. regardless of how big or small the things that we've been through in our lives, we still had to go through something. And I think as women, we have to realize that there's only so much that we can go through. But with faith, we can do so much more.
Right.
With faith, we can be able to persevere righteously and overcome whatever is going on in our lives because we understand, believe, and are committed to the fact that God is going to help us get through it. So can you guys turn with me to Mark 5?
Absolutely.
Mark 5, and we're going to read 24b, like the second part of 24, to verse 34. And when you get there, you can say da-da-da. I know that's weird, but da-da-da.
Da-da-da. Da-da-da. Da-da-da.
That's what she said to say.
All right, Shauna did it for all of us. We're there.
I'm there.
Da-da-da.
So, this scripture is kind of like a really popular scripture, so I encourage you all to just look at this with the lens of her faith and how it led her to take a chance. So in verse 24b, it says, a large crowd followed and pressed around him, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors, and had spent all she had, yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, who touched my clothes? You see the disciples crowding around you, and his disciples answered, and yet you can ask, who touched me? But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the truth. He said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. Okay. So, what do we see here? The most simplest thing. Jesus is surrounded by many people, and there's this woman who has been bleeding continuously for 12 years. So I think we all know what it's like to bleed. Whether it's from like a cut, or you fall down, scrape your knee or leg, or simply just when we get our periods.
Right.
And it hurts, and it's not comfortable. But I can only imagine like what this woman was going through. Like if it was me, I would feel embarrassed. I would feel like an outcast because I'm walking around here with blood on my legs, probably no one's talking. I feel hopeless because the Bible says that she went to many doctors, but things still got worse. I would feel frustrated, feel weak because I'm losing so much blood. And I think I would like also just hate myself and wonder why me. Like out of all these people that are around me, why I gotta be the one who has to suffer for 12 years bleeding. But what's interesting is that, like, what prompted her to go to Jesus? The scripture says that she heard about Jesus and thought that if she just touched him, she'll be okay. And not even like him, but just a piece of clothing that he was wearing. And I think to me, that screams out faith. In Romans 10:17, it says that, so faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. She heard about Jesus and went after her one chance. God has provided a way for us all to build in our faith. And it's simply to read the Bible. With our knowledge of God, we too, just like this woman, can go to him. Having the faith of, if I just let God work, I will be healed. I will be able to get over this bump. She went through so much, literally for 12 years. And the thing that amazes me about it is that she wasn't so easily shaken.
Right.
What drove her was her faith that she will be healed. Jesus even stated it's because of her faith that she is healed. Her situation or how she felt did not control where her faith lied. She wasn't taken back by her circumstances. Instead, she used it as a way to propel her to Jesus. So, I like resonate with this woman because, like, I talked about this with a few of you guys, but there was a time where my father's health was really bad, and I think it was about a year ago, and he had a stroke. And I literally remember the day like it was yesterday. I was going to a meeting, a Bible study, and literally so many things have happened throughout that day. It was literally like, you know, the small little things, like one thing after another. Going on. And so I get to the Bible study and my stepmother calls me and she's flipping out. She's like, we've been trying to call you all day. Da 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 da. Your dad got shook. He's in the hospital. I'm like, okay. So I hang up the phone and she tells me to get my brother and sister, my cousin and sister. And I hang up the phone and I just immediately felt numb. Because I'm like, like, out of all the things to happen today, my dad has to have a stroke. And I don't even know if he is okay. He's just in the hospital. That's all she said.
Right.
So in my head, there's a million things going on. Like, okay, is he okay? What happened? Is he going to, like, be physically impaired? Or, like, is he not going to make it? Because when people have strokes, some people don't make it. And I, like, was fighting back tears from just, like, God, why? And I quickly went to blaming God because I was just like, literally, I can never have one day. Like, why? Like, every single thing, something always has to happen. And I went from blaming and to just having such lack of faith. Like, God exposed me completely through that circumstance. And I realized that, like, I literally was not trusting or had faith in God at all because I was so quick to blame him and to think that things aren't going to get better because apparently in my life they never do. And I think what God was trying to show me, like I said, that I had lack of faith, but just how much that I needed to grab onto him and not allow what I felt to shape my faith in God.
Right.
And when I think about this woman, she had enough courage and faith to persevere and rely on God. But I wonder, like, how about us? Some of us, just like me, give up within, like, a couple of seconds of something happening in our lives.
Yeah.
Some of us can let our fears stop us from pushing through with God. And we can rely on ourselves when things aren't going our way. We can be so quick to blame God for our troubles instead of holding on to the truth of what we know about him. In Romans 8:28, the TBT version, it says that, so we are convinced that every detail of our lives is continually woven together to fit into God's perfect plan of bringing good into our lives. For we are his lovers who have been called to fulfill his design purpose. So the scripture is saying that if we are convinced about God and his plan, then we can trust that everything will be okay. And that he only has good for us. So do you guys believe in this? Mm. I think something to ask yourself is, are you convinced that you serve a good God? What has to happen in your life for your faith to be shaken? What will you stand firm on? It was hard for this woman to even push through the crowds just to get to Jesus. To get to the healing that she needed and wanted. Are you pushing through to God? 2 Corinthians 5:5-7 says, for we walk by faith, not by sight.
Right.
She didn't let her circumstance stop her. She pushed through that crowd of people because of her faith in God. It wasn't her strength, but the strength that can only come from faith. So what do you guys walk by? Is it solely by sight? I think, like, God is not here to just let us sit in turmoil and be like, have fun. I think God wants us to hold on to the truth and not what we have been told our whole lives. That alone we can make it. As long as we look strong, as long as we act accordingly, as long as we endure our way, we will be fine. God wants us all to be faithful. Having a faith that won't waver, a faith that's unshakable, a faith that pushes through regardless of what is going on. So how can you remain unshaken by the troubles that come your way? This woman gave us a great example of how to live by faith, but she also showed us how we can live with hope. Which brings me to my second point, hope. But not just any hope. A hope, an expected hope. So you're probably wondering exactly what is expected hope. So hope is a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. When you really have hope in Jesus, like you know he is, like you automatically know that he is going to deliver. You don't just doubtfully hope that he might come through. No, like you expect him to come through.
Right. Yeah.
So let's look back at Mark 5. And I'm going to read verses 27 to 29 again.
Come on, Elna.
So it says, when she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was free from her suffering. So this woman had so much courage that I could never imagine someone having. It says that the woman had heard about Jesus before, meaning she must have heard of his miraculous power, how different he was from all the other leaders, how he cared for everyone who was ill and who needed help, and how he was someone who walked with God. And I'm pretty sure seeing Jesus in the crowd was probably like mind-blowing for her. She probably couldn't believe like he was right there. But I think her thought process was, this man I've heard about. He will be able to hear me. I just have to try. This woman had a condition that was life-changing. But because of what she knew about Jesus, she kept an attitude of, he will help me come out okay in this. She expected the outcome to be good and hoped for it. So this summer for me has been like, what? from the beginning till now, it's still going. I just felt like, again, like so many things are happening. What is going on? I had a lot of problems at home to the point where like, I literally like would hate when someone would drive me home and I would be sitting there and I had to get out the car. Like I would not want to go out because I just hate being home and hated the environment and how I was treated. The relationships that I had with my stepmother and my dad and my stepbrothers, there was just so many people in the house that I just couldn't function. I felt like depressed being there. The relationships that I had with people, like the brothers and sisters that are in the church, a lot of things were going on, things that I had to deal with or have conversations about. And I just felt like my childhood, like things about that, like my mother's death, having to deal with that and not really having a chance to deal with it and understand, like, and try to understand what was even going on back then, was a lot for me. And it really took a toll on me emotionally, but I was so disconnected from my emotions that I like didn't even see that I literally was like going nuts. And so for the summer, I just felt like so heavy, like why is so many things going on? And I think God was just really trying to just show different things of my character for me and what I needed to see. But I just felt like all the things were happening, but I couldn't see past it. You know, I couldn't see that there was something good.
Yeah.
So there's two scriptures that I really held on to in the summer that helped me tremendously. One of them is in, you guys heard it before, it's in Isaiah 55, verses 8 through 9. Okay. So, it says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And if you guys want to jump to Psalms 18, I'm going to read verses 6, and then I'm going to jump down to 18 to 19. It says, in my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his tremble, he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears. And then in verse 18, it says, they comfort me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a spacious place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. So I had to remember that like God always had my best interests in mind, but that he supports me and that he delights in me. He loves me even though there's so much things going on. That I had to remember that he will provide. That I can trust that what's going on, there's only good that can come out of this. Nothing bad. And I think sometimes like for us, like we have to hope and expect God to work through our troubles in a way, because sometimes we can expect that God will work through our troubles in a way that we want, but have to realize like his ways are higher, and that things will turn out fine.
Yeah.
We need to remember that we don't know it all, but that we can hope and trust that this is not the end. That the way we think about situations is completely on a whole nother different spectrum from how God is thinking. We may see tragedy, whereas God sees progress. This doesn't mean that God does not understand how you feel, but that there is more to the story. John 10, verses 9 through 10. You guys can turn there with me. So it says that, I'm the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. And in the TBT version, it says, to enter through me is to experience life, freedom, and satisfaction. But I have come to give you everything in abundance, more than you expect life, life in its fullness, until you overflow. So if you're having a hard time with your friends, family, school, your job, or even just how you view yourself, if you, like, don't shift your mind on the good, you will never come out feeling free. Jesus promised us a satisfied life, a life more than what you expect, so keep expecting. So how do you get there? The first is faith, like I said, a faith that's unshakable. Your attitude about what's happening, that, okay, so much is happening, but I'm not gonna let that determine how I view God.
Yeah.
Putting your hope in Jesus like this woman did. Expecting good and trusting that this is not the end. What and how you feel is completely valid, but there's a difference between quitting and surviving. When you're allowing yourself to stay down, then you're letting your circumstance rule how you view things. You're bringing destruction in your own life. You're allowing your fullness that you would have had be stolen. When you survive, that's when you truly are persevering. Doesn't matter how like rough things get, but you're holding on to the little that you have and letting God mold you. And knowing that you're not alone in this. In James 1, verse 2-4, in the ESV version, it says, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. So the bleeding woman knew she would be okay because she went on and still touched Jesus. She put all her coins in one basket and went for it. What will be your attitude moving forward? Do you want to be complete? If so, do you act like you do when troubles come your way? Persevering with God brings about so much more than you can ever imagine. So I thought it'd be cool to just really dive into like what it looks like to righteously deal with hardships and give you guys a little bit of practical. So like I said, the summer was tough for me, but I was trying to really focus on simple. Like that was my goal. Just what is simple for Elna and not going over here and over there. So I needed to be okay with being broken and understanding that brokenness does lead to freedom. It's not weak like the world calls it, but God calls that strong. He calls it strength because I'm letting him work. So that's the first thing, allowing yourself to be broken and understanding it's freedom. The next thing that I learned is that we all need processing time, like need time for yourself. understand, like this is like a time where you can truly unwind with God and allowing yourself like to literally be the mess that you are and knowing that God accepts you like that. Whether that be taking walks, I love walks. I literally like notice in the summer, like I need to have a walk all the time. Because that just helps me process things. Writing down what's going on in your life and going throughout each thing and praying about it. And like just showing God how you feel about it. And asking him to help you feel a different way about it. Some people like to do jogging, like things that are active to just help them. You're shaking your head. Let's just help them like just relieve all the stress or the tension that's happening. So I think for you guys, like finding out what is it that helps me feel like me, but help me process what's going on in my life, because there's so much going on. I learned that people are extremely important when you're going through hardships. Like we need each other. The Bible clearly states that we need each other, and that we can't do this alone. So even having like your like building friendships so that you can have people more close to you, so that you can talk about what's going on. And that they can help you see Jesus in all of it.
Yeah.
I think I'm self-evaluating, like, if it's today, like, thinking about from the morning to night and how your day really went, and evaluating, like, okay, so what was going on here? What was I thinking here? How did I feel about this? Like, having that self-evaluating time is super important. And lastly, is extremely important, is just keeping God's word so close to you. Whether that be in note cards and traveling around with it, so that you can have it at your like back pocket, like, okay, the scripture says this, I'm feeling this. Whether that be trying to memorize scripture or just meditating on the scripture for your whole life, for your times with God, like, I'm just looking at the scripture and that's it, and I'm meditating on it. Holding His word so closely to you is extremely important, and God says it to you because that builds faith. So we're coming in for a closing, but before we close, I just wanted to encourage you guys with the fact that you guys are loved by God. Whatever happened in your past, your present, or things that are to come, that doesn't define how God sees you, and that He intends for your life to be good, even though you can't. That it's hard to see it now. But in order to run this race with God, we have to run in His way. We are women who are equipped with so much, and now we get to be women who are equipped to persevere, but in His way. We can take on anything that comes our way, but not on our own. We need to have faith in God, just like this woman did, and so that we can get to the true healing that God wants for our lives. So that we can overcome. With an expected hope that we can thrive in knowing something great is going to happen. And we can expect God to work. I think we have to hold on to the tools that God has given us. And persevering isn't something that people just do it. Like, what? But it brings about growth. It brings about a growth that you never thought that you can see for yourself, but God already sees it. And it brings you closer and extremely close to the women that are around you, but also with God. And so I want to leave you guys with the fact that, like, let's encourage each other to keep striving with our faith and expecting God to do amazing things through us. And if we're walking with God, knowing that we can do so much more.
Yeah.
Thank you.